Economists predicted a stock market fall if Congress delayed action on the debt ceiling. That deadline was met earlier this week, but a UW-Madison business professor says that's not the only thing that hit the market. Brian Helmer directs the school's Hawk Center for Applied Security Analysis, an MBA program. He says the fact that Europe's debt crisis has now spread to Spain and Italy also plays into it.
But certainly, the lack of confidence in how well our political system is working right now and the ability of that system to produce pragmatic policies that will help us maximize the opportunity to get back on a growth path was certainly damaged in the debt ceiling process.
Despite this week's losses, the Dow Jones Index is higher than it was last fall. Helmer says corporate earnings are rather strong, but the nation's unemployment rate is hovering around 9%. That makes people nervous. But he points out that research firms are ready to buy, not sell, because they don't follow the news cycles the way the average American does.
One of the classic mistakes investors can make is they sell for fears about something that's already just happened, right? If you sold today, why are you selling? Well, you're selling because you're worried about the market's going to go down a lot. Well, it just did.
Helmer says stocks' longevity hinge on repaying the national debt, but he says serious progress on that front won't happen until people without jobs get back to work. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.